You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-fits-all branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear, all backed by above and beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters has been a branded apparel supplier to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20. Code POD20 for 20% off your first product.
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with AIB, working alongside Irish communities towards a low carbon future. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, in the Green Scene today, new fabrics to keep us cool during periods of extreme heat. But first, ants who perform life-saving surgery on their peers. We're joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Surgical ants.
And this is really incredible research that has just come out about ants. And look, the more we learn about other creatures on Earth, the more amazed we become. And this is about the Florida carpenter ant. It's a very ordinary looking ant. It looks a bit like the type of ants that we would see here. But this research, which was just published in the journal Current Biology, shows that the ants are actually performing life-saving surgery on each other. And it's not entirely new in ants. There is a sub-Saharan ant, the Matabele ant, which does a secretion to limit infections. And we've talked about chimps before looking after infections for each other. But this is really about surgery with no tools apart from its own mouth. And they're doing two things. They're doing very extensive wound cleaning, but they're also performing, where necessary, amputations.
My goodness.
Yeah.
So they bite the little leg off.
Yeah. So what they do, the researchers looked at two different kinds of leg injury. So they looked at lacerations, bad cuts on the thigh and on the shin. And what they found was in both cases, the ant, a nest mate, would do a very thorough cleaning of the wound. But they found in most cases where it was a bad cut on the thigh, the leg was then amputated. And the success rate of these ant surgeons is pretty phenomenal. So a bad cut on the thigh, which would often result in fatality, you know, often more than half the time an ant with that kind of injury would die. But when the surgeon steps in, 90 to 95% of them survive.
My goodness.
When it's a bad cut on the shin, it's mostly just cleaned. But again, very high success rate there. 75% of patients go on to do very, very well.
Now, they do an assessment.
They do an assessment. So they're looking at how bad the cut is, and really they're looking for infection. And this isn't surprising given that they live in a colony, because one, I mean, you don't want infection to get in. But obviously where you've got a thigh wound, a bit like us, there's much more muscle around an ant's thigh than there is in the shin. So you've got more blood flow, more ability to spread infection through the blood of the ant that's been injured. But obviously an infected corpse in your nest is not what you want either, because that can potentially spread to everybody else.
So the question is, and I don't know the answer to this, I hope you do, how many legs does an ant have and how many does it actually need to get by?
They have six legs because they're a traditional insect. But yes, I mean, they can manage fine with five legs. I mean, the fact, though, that the ants are actually looking at the wound here, they are making an assessment, as you say, as to whether it is infected or whether it's sterile. Once they've tried to clean it, if they can't get it to a good enough state that they're performing an amputation, that they're doing all that with no tools and with cooperation, because the other thing that's very interesting is the pain. There's no pain relief given here, as far as we know. But the ants obviously put up with this.
And how long does it take for the surgery?
I don't know that.
I mean, is it just very bite, quick. Snap, gone?
I think it's quite quick. You know, the cleaning might take a little bit of time. But again, we don't know yet if this is painful for the recipient or not. Are they just putting up with it because it's for the good of the colony? But we now know that ants are the only other species, apart from humans, that we know of that perform this kind of surgery. So it is absolutely extraordinary.
All right, we move on to something that we may or may not need this summer in this country, and that is cool clothing for periods of extreme heat.
Yeah, well, as you say, we may not need it here, but for anyone that's thinking of travelling to Spain in the next week or two, we're seeing temperature warnings of up to 43 degrees in southern Spain. So it's certainly something that we might need. And it's interesting, when we talk about heat, we're often thinking about the beach, but actually the places where heat gets the worst is often in city environments and urban environments. And actually, researchers call this the urban island heat effect. And many of us have felt it. If you don't live in a city and you come into a city on a warm day, it feels even hotter. And that's because you're actually getting extra radiation.
So it hits the concrete and then the concrete bounces it back at us.
Exactly. It's hitting the windows of buildings and shops and it's all bouncing back. So it's getting warmer and warmer. So for people who have to work and live in cities during heat waves, it can be incredibly difficult. And there have been a number of different attempts to make fabrics that keep us cool. I mean, most people will have heard, if they look at sportswear, the idea of a wicking fabric, where, you know, it sort of draws the moisture from your skin and helps it to evaporate, which helps you to keep cool. Or even natural fabrics like silk will have some natural wicking properties. But this is a new textile that's been developed by researchers in the University of Chicago. And it's not only looking at this idea of getting heat away from the body, but it's specifically looking at this kind of radiating heat that's coming from buildings and around us in cities. So it has three different layers. So the first layer is essentially a sort of plastic, a polyester type material. It's called polymethylpentene, or PMP.
Is that next to the skin?
That's the top layer, actually.
Oh,
that's the top layer. But that helps with the kind of wicking ability. But then the really clever bit is the middle layer, which is a sheet of silver nanowires. And they essentially act like a mirror. So it's totally flexible like a fabric, but that is actually helping us to reflect back that radiation that's coming at us from bouncing from the buildings and the concretes and things. And then the layer that's next to our skin can actually be anything.
Cotton or
silk or anything. And again, when we look at tests like this, the textile is nearly 10 degrees cooler straight away, even in the first iteration, than a regular silk fabric. And silk is one of the best things at keeping us cool, and even better than these materials that were just developed generically to keep us cool. So this one with the silver nanowires is doing even better than those. And this could increase the time that you could comfortably spend time in heat by up to a third.
Wow.
So that will potentially make a difference, particularly in countries now. We're seeing in places like India where there are heat warnings. You can't work, external work has to stop if the temperature reaches a certain level. So, you know, fabrics like this, smart fabrics, may enable people to stay out in the heat safely and comfortably for
longer.
What
happens to the body if it is overheated?
Well, I mean, it was interesting to me, actually, that the heat warnings in Spain are for 43 degrees because that's the external temperature, but really we've evolved to be at around 37 degrees Celsius.
If you take your baby's temperature, you're looking for that kind of range.
But really our core temperature can't go above 43 degrees. So it's not that high, really. And I think often we can be quite blasé about these hot temperatures. I mean, pretty much 99% of people will die if their core temperature gets to 43 degrees. And that, of course, is just because, you know, you can't get rid of the heat. Your internal organs can't function. And of course, you can't breathe properly.
So when you think of people who are homeless in Gaza at the moment in the height of summer, I mean, how are they to stay cool?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, the way people do tend to stay cool is loose clothing that covers them from the sun as much as possible. Obviously, you know, water is a big issue. And again, I mean, one of the I suppose, benefits, if you're in a dry area, at least the body can sweat and can evaporate some of that excess, can use sweating to get rid of some of that excess heat. When you're in high humidity, of course, that's a really dangerous situation for us because, you know, we can't then use sweating to get rid of the heat, which is the main way that we do it. But I mean, obviously, for people who are heading to Spain on their holidays in that extreme heat, you know, you should limit the amount of time that you're outside in that kind of heat. Stay in the shade, spray yourself with water, obviously protect yourself from the sun, because really, you know, that kind of heat gets dangerous quite quickly.
Now, we've been saying we're not worried about that so far this summer in Ireland, but there is some data which suggests there is an effect.
There is an effect. So there was research that was done looking at data from Met Aaron and looking at our hospital admissions over the last, from 2015 to 2019. And this was done by the ESRI. And what they found when they looked at emergency hospital admissions for things that are affected by temperature, they are nearly 10% higher on days when it was 22 to 25 degrees. So today, I mean, it might be 22 degrees. So it's not that hot.
And you wouldn't imagine it's putting the heart under much strain on a day like today.
It's not. But again, it is actually, children are at risk. So people under 14 are one of the areas where we see higher levels of admission, but also those people who have, you know, circulatory or respiratory diseases. And of course, if we see our own temperatures going up, even by only a few degrees, we're likely to see on average a 10% increase in admissions.
And it'll be the vulnerable who will be affected.
It's the vulnerable that will be affected.
People who have blood pressure problems and so on.
All of that. So as we think about our health system going forward, you know, we have to keep climate and heat in mind. It's going to be a feature.
I know people are wishing for some of the effects that you're talking about. Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland. Thank you for
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny.
Kenny Show with AIB, working alongside Irish communities towards a low carbon future. AIB, for the life you're
very much.
You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one size all fits branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear that unites your team in comfort and style. It's clothing that bolsters your brand identity and creates a unique connection between your brand, your employees, and your customers. It's why Lands' End Outfitters has been a supplier of branded apparel to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. From logo polos to fully customized branded wardrobes, our world-class outfitters will partner with you to help your team feel confident on the job and put your brand into action. From logo application to online ordering, Lands' End Outfitters offers seamless solutions that give you peace of mind, all backed by above and beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters should be your branded apparel partner. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20. Code POD20 for 20% off your first product.